Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Once more, let's go back to Darren.
Good morning, Mary. We'll start with Shelburne's win against Athlone Town in the Sports Direct FAI Cup final. A very comprehensive victory at that. 6-1 winners, and they scored all six goals in the first half. Kate Mooney and Noelle Murray got two each. Jess Gargan and Leah Doyle were also on target. So no league and cup double for Athlone. All about Shelburne, and Shane Dawson has been getting reaction to their win. He's been speaking to Pearl Slattery, and up first, Rachel Graham.
We spoke during the week. Look, we were confident. We knew if we played our best, we could go on and win it. But, jeez, I never would have bet on six. What was it, 6-1 at half time? Like, that was madness.
We're all kind of looking at each other, thinking, what's going on? Even at half time, but I think we had to bring everyone back down to earth and think.
Was that difficult just to kind of start again, refocus?
Yeah, I just think after the fourth goal and we're celebrating, you know, everyone's looking at each other going, what's going on here? And then you get in and we're all obviously buzzing, but Owen was very good and myself and a few others said, look, you know, it's not over yet, you know, and you're just thinking, could that happen for them in the second half? So you just need to settle everybody and said, look, last 45 minutes of the season, give it everything, and we did, and obviously delighted now.
And just a word on your management on wearing Rory Kirk coming in, it was a fresh idea, and what have they brought to the group?
I think they've been brilliant all year, haven't they? They've believed in us from minute one in pre-season. I felt the belief from them, and obviously, you know, they're two young coaches, so they're probably a flip of what we've had, and sometimes that's not a bad thing, you know, new ideas. And they had their own style, and we had to get used to it, and I think we have over the season. I think just the belief in them, and we believed in them. And I spoke about it during the week that we'd love to end it for them, on Rory, and all the backroom team. To be honest, we're nothing without them all.
Yeah, well done to them. Two games in the Premier League. Manchester City left it late to beat Wolves 2-1. The winner coming 5 minutes into injury time. John Stones with that goal eventually awarded after a lengthy VAR review. Liverpool top of the standings though. 2-1 victory against Chelsea and looking very impressive there as well. Lara Gillespie claimed a bronze medal in the points race at the track cycling World Championships in Denmark. Brilliant performance from her in the velodrome. In Gaelic games, another action-packed weekend with club finals the length and breadth of the country. There's a full rundown on all the results on the RTÉ Sport website, but right now we are going to reflect on the weekend's action in Croke Park, where Ulster beat Connacht to win the Allianz Interprovincial Final on Saturday evening. What a high-scoring game this was. It ended 2-23 to 4-15, a draw, Ulster winning it on penalties. This was an opportunity for us all to see the proposed new rules for Gaelic football, all seven of them, a high profile road test if you were. And Eamon Fitzmaurice, a regular here during the season, is a member of that review committee and he's behind those rules and he joins me right now. Eamon, thanks for joining us this morning. Were you nervous heading into the weekend and how do you think it went?
I wouldn't say nervous, Darren, because I suppose we had seen, you know, seven games ourselves previous to that where we'd been trialling the enhancements and see, you know, trying to improve them and road testing them as we were going. So anticipating it more than anything else in general, that the whole country get an opportunity to see what we had been seeing over the course of the summer. And delighted with the weekend, in particular Saturday. I thought that you could see straight away, even within the 24 hours, the way the players and the coaches were starting to grasp the enhancements and, you know, put little nuances into them already. And, you know, as the game went on, and particularly the Saturday games and the second game on Saturday probably gave a great portrayal of what we're trying to do and possibly the potential of these proposed enhancements.
Sure. I know there's been lots of healthy debate about each and every one of them. Can I ask you one thing? An observation for me was just the fitness levels. It was brilliant to see all this wonderful play going forward, but I wonder about maybe the lack of physical contact and then the fitness levels as well. Are you asking players more pressure physically wise to get up to that speed? And might we see a greater divide then for the counties maybe that don't have the resources, the playing, the players available, or the resources to back up those training sessions? Might we see a bigger divide between those counties?
Yeah, I'd hope not, Darren. I think, to be honest, look, the games we've seen and in those sandbox games as well, the pace of the games has been incredible. And over the weekend in Croke Park, especially Croke Park, lends itself to those type of quick games. But personally speaking, where I could see it going is that as the game develops, that we'll see more of teams moving the ball on through the lines, because with the 3-3 structure rule, there's shape there to do that. And I think we'll see less of teams constantly up and down the pitch at 100 miles an hour. And even by the the final quarter of the second game Saturday evening, the final between Connacht and Ulster, I think we saw a bit of that where Ulster in particular were able to take the pace out of the game at times. So, you know, I think that's a good complaint, but I think as it develops, it'll possibly go back to a bit more playing the ball on through the lines rather than, you know, constantly every player feeling they have to join every attack and get back and help out defensively. And, you know, on the physicality one then, again, possibly when league points are at stake and when a championship knockout game is happening, I think we will see the physicality because, again, a lot of the things we're trying to propose, we're hoping that it will lead to more one-on-one contests. And in general, when you get those one-on-one contests, it does bring that bit of physicality.
Sure. Eamon, it's a big week for you. What's the next step?
The next step, Darren, is Ard Corla now next Saturday. That's obviously a big vote, and they're going to decide what goes forward to Special Congress. So that vote is on in Croke Park next Saturday. That's the next step, and depending on what our Corla decides on, then whichever motions go forward to Special Congress, that'll be the big vote then, obviously, in the 30th of November to decide what comes in for next season.
Would you be happy, Eamon, to get a couple of these over there? And you know the GA world doesn't move too quickly. Would you like them to embrace all seven?
Yeah, I know we're hoping for all seven, Darren. So
you're being ambitious.
Possibly, but look, I think the ambition is needed. And as a committee, we're hoping that all seven core enhancements will get through because they do work together. They are kind of interdependent, some of them more so than others. So time will tell. We will see. Yeah. We're traveling hopefully anyway, Darren.
Yeah, I let you go. I know you're under pressure there trying to restore electricity to a school and everything else after the storms. But the pre-season competitions, should they be brought back, even though they've just been dispelled?
Yeah, no, of all seasons, definitely. I think it would be brilliant to have them this season to give teams an opportunity to test them out and get a few games, competitive games played before the National League. And I think I heard last night that Cavan are proposing a motion to have that decision rescinded. So we'll see if that comes about. Obviously, that's outside of our remit. But like I said, just from a common sense perspective, it would definitely make sense this year to give teams an opportunity to test them out.
Good luck with the week ahead, Eamon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Darren.
That's always great to hear from Eamon. Before I go, a couple of news lines. Leinster's Kieran Foley has emerged as an injury doubt for the forthcoming November Internationals with an ankle injury. Picked that up in the win against Connacht at the weekend. Conor Purcell birdied three of the last four holes to secure a second win of the season on the Challenge Tour in China. And that win secures him a full tour card on the DP World Tour next season. And finally, Ferrari's Charles Leclerc won the United States Grand Prix.